invitation to travel on a journey with us. We are here at the beginning of Holy Week, and already our cries of Hosanna have turned into shouts of Crucify Him. How often in our own spiritual lives and our relationships with God do we have the best of intentions coming off of a mountaintop experience where we know God's presence in mighty and powerful ways and we resolve to live life differently. But then we very quickly slide down off of that mountain experience and end up betraying God in our hearts and in our minds and with our words and with our actions. And this week is really an opportunity for us to once again walk this road of suffering with Jesus. Not to, in some unhealthy way, glorify the suffering that he went through, but to remember it and to realize what Jesus has done for us. This is Holy Week. It's called that for a reason. It's the culmination of the work that Jesus came to do. Think back just a few short months ago to Advent and Christmas. Think about how full Brownsville Community Church was. And I know that today there are some folks from Reading and South Reading that are also tuning in. Remember how full the sanctuary was at the Old Stone Church, standing room only. It was a wonderful time. We like to think about Jesus in the manger, joy and light, but sometimes we don't like to remember why he came, his suffering and his death. It's hard to imagine that sweet baby lying in the manger is now on his way in Jerusalem, marching to his own death for us. Think about Jesus' life. Remember for a moment his teachings, his miracles. Think about that feeding of the 5,000 when he proved that he was the God of more than enough. Think about him delivering people from demonic oppression, people that had been given up as a lost cause by society because nobody could drive the demons out of them, but Jesus did. Think about that man born blind. They all thought it was the man's sin or his parents' sin that was causing him to be blind, but Jesus healed him and he went and testified. Think about that prophetic conversation with the woman at the well. Remember the Samaritan woman? And Jesus talks with her about living water, and if she drinks that, she will never thirst again. What about raising Lazarus from the dead? Quite a story. What an amazing thing Jesus did. And now, here we are, standing at the crossroads in Jerusalem, approaching the culmination of Jesus' earthly ministry. Only Jesus knew the road ahead that he was going to walk. You know, everyone had lined the streets for different reasons. They had different reasons for waving those palms. Some were sort of political activists. You know, they had seen Jesus' miracles. They knew that he was powerful. And they really wanted him to use that power to free Israel from Roman oppression. Other people that lined those streets probably had loved ones that were sick or dying, or maybe they were themselves and they waved branches hoping and praying for healing. Some were simply there because they heard the commotion and they wanted to know what it was all about and they came out to check it out. Maybe that's the way it is for some of you that are tuning in today. You know, you don't go to church very often, but in these times, you're starting to think a little bit about maybe there's something more there. Maybe God should be a part of my life in some different ways, and you're here to check it out. No better time than Holy Week to understand who God is and why Jesus came. Jesus was the only one who knew why he was there and why he was going to Jerusalem to die. Everyone wanted something from Jesus or had expectations of him. What are yours? I want to take you on a quick tour of the altar here at the church as we consider Holy Week. So forgive me if this gets a little shaky for a moment. There are a few things on the altar here that I'd like you to see. You know, the very first over here, we have We have the cup and the paten. We remember Jesus' Last Supper. We remember that's coming on Maundy Thursday when he first broke bread. Beyond that, we have over here the praying hands. If we go and read in the Gospel of John, Jesus prays a wonderful, beautiful prayer for us. Even though he knows he's going to the cross, he's still loving us and still praying for us. You know, in the bowl at the center there, those are the ashes from Ash Wednesday. We remember that we are dust, and to dust we will return, and that without Christ we are lost in our sins. You know, then we see the crown of thorns. It was placed upon the head of Jesus. And of course, we see the nails. Those are just railroad spikes. But we remember those nails that held Jesus to the cross. All very real. All truly happened. And all for our sake. So I'm inviting you on a journey this week. Don't live this week like any other week, because it's not. Jesus did a lot of good things and he taught us a lot of good stuff while he was here, but it's the cross and the empty tomb that make him different than any other good teacher or religious person. Without the cross, even all the good teachings and all of our good deeds, we are still dead in our sins. Without that cross, we are still in bondage to our addictions. Without the cross, we are still not able to really know God and have relationship with him. I'm going to close with a quote from a theologian. It says, "As far as I know, there is only one good reason for believing that he was who he said he was." One of the crooks he was strung up with put it this way: "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us. Save us from whatever we need most to be saved from. Save us from each other. Save us from ourselves. Save us from death, both beyond the grave and before. If he is who he says he is, he can. If he isn't, he can't. It may be that the only way in the world to find out is to give him the chance. Whatever that involves, it may be just as simple and just as complicated as that. So I'm inviting you this Holy Week, join us on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday, and on Sunday. Walk this road with us as we remember what Christ has done for us. Maybe you're familiar with this account. Maybe you're rediscovering it. Maybe you've never heard it before. But wherever you are in that process or in that journey, we invite you to come along with us and give it a chance and decide for yourself who Jesus is and how he impacts your life. In the name of Christ, amen.